Welcome to Guardians of the Sacred. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about this new world. It's an exciting time because great restoration is taking place. We've been talking about this for 3 years, and I'm excited. And our Guardians of the Network, the Guardians Network will be launching sometime in the next few years, because we just got finished with Simplicity in Life Network, and now we have Guardians Network based here in Atlanta. Actually in Georgia, probably near Macon, that we're launching as well. And we already had a schedule ready to start production on our Guardians publishing and everything. Guardians is a big publishing conferences and spiritual. It's located in Macon, Georgia. The headquarters is in Macon, Georgia. And so I'm excited about this network, the Guardians Network. It's to give tools, spiritual tools. We're teaching spiritual things to people. But we're talking today about this new world and a great time of restoration. This is why I want our people to really be aware of the things that are going on and not to be waylaid by the smoke screen. And I just want to give us some really awesome tools that are happening. I'm excited. We have also in Macon, Guardians is in Macon, but we also have our Upholding Antioch also in Macon, Georgia. And so I'm excited that Guardians is helping, people with meditation and prayer, understanding these deeper spiritual things, that really these unseen things that we have impact and influence over the world. We have tremendous influence as Guardians in the unseen world. This is one of the reasons why we do not stop doing what we're doing. We keep on sending out love and light. Because we are impacting the world. We've talked about that many, many times. We have great impact over the world. And so you're influencing things when you sit and you use your imagination to send out prayer and thoughts of love. And, it works instantly over people and the things. You begin to change the climate, the very climate of that region. And this is really, really super important. In this thing of restoration, because we do not let up. We do not stop doing what we're doing. We've entered into a great time of restoration that we watched over the last 8 years. We watched the world die, the old world die. As Guardians, we were helping to usher in this new world. Most people were walking in fear and walking in what they were seeing, but we were understanding that there were greater forces involved in all of this. And one of the things that we watched this new world to be birthed right before our very eyes. But one of the things that's happening across the world, and we've been watching it, those who were marginalized for so long are now become the rulers. And we're watching countries along the world to take back their resources, and they're taking back their resources. They're taking back their countries. They're taking back their things that belong to them. The Native American people, our Native American brothers and sisters are doing the same thing. Great restoration is coming to them. Oklahoma just passed a law. Not Oklahoma. One of the Midwestern states just passed a law that Native Americans have the right to reclaim their lives and reclaim what belongs to them without the state intervention help. And this is one of the things, because in the U.S., the Native American people have been one of the most marginalized people in the world. Indigenous people have been downtrodden for their resources. One of the things about Georgia is that the Native American people were displaced by the white settlers, European settlers, because they wanted their land. They kept trying to kick them off their land. It was their land, and the Native American settlers wanted it, and so they were working always to steal, kill, and to destroy. This is what the European mindset has done over the years. They've had the mindset of stealing, killing, and destroy. In the Western world, out west, they began to decrease the buffalo because they knew the Native Americans would move off their land. They were always trying to steal the Native American land. And so what we have to remember in all of this is that as guardians, we are helping this new world to enter in. I told you our network GB is doing that as well. I actually saw some of this in Washington, D.C. happening. This is why one of the reasons why we have our Antioch, our upholding Antioch Center based in Georgia, in Macon, Georgia, because of this. And so one of the things to remember is that we are, as guardians, we will see things ahead of time, and in the spiritual world will show us what is going on. And we are to move in that direction. We are to move ahead. This is what they call foresight. And so they will prepare us for what's coming so that we are not waylaid by everything. One of the things I had a conversation with my best friend Craig about, you know, something we saw in 2000, in 2000, actually, where the world began to be dismantled of hate and greed. We saw that with the dot-com bubble and Enron. It was just greed that destroyed so many people's lives. And this is why we're just in the world of restoration, because it was because of greed. And the spiritual world cannot stand greed. This is something that the spiritual world despises, because greed is evil. Greed is a very evil thing. You see it on Wall Street. You know, many of the Wall Street firms, you know, engaged in blood money and blood situations, meaning that, you know, there was a rubber trade off of Wall Street in Europe. Europe has a lot of blood on its hands because of the lives of Africans. They took, you know, Leopold killed over 10 million Africans because they would not make him rich enough. So, you know, that's just one of the things that just really, you know, the evil of greed. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, the European mindset came in to steal, kill, and to destroy. They stole so much. And you see that in New York on Wall Street. There's actually a monument there on Wall Street that talks about a little bit of this, about why Wall Street was. But they stole that land. And so this is one of the reasons why, you know, we're in a very serious season of restoration to the people that things were stolen from. And because of this, one of the things, and we're going to go over these definitions of what the spiritual meanings of restoration is. And so, and I'm really excited about this, because one of the things, as guardians, we're still sending out the thoughts of restoration, restitution, reparations on a day-to-day basis. We're doing this each day, restoration, restitution, reparations to our Native American brothers and sisters, African American brothers and sisters, and our, you know, Hispanic brothers and sisters, and our brothers and sisters around the world. And we're dismantling those mindsets of hate. We're doing this around the world. We're using our imaginations to send forth this love and light into the world, the realms of the world, because greed is evil. Greed is just very, very evil. We've seen this at the highest echelons of government. And as guardians, we begin to clean out this greed and replace it with prosperity for all and humanity for all. You know, the people that have a spirit of greed or a mindset of greed need other people to make them rich. And as guardians, one of the things that we do is help to dismantle this. And this is why health and healing and restoration, is understanding of restoration, is vitally important in what we're doing. And so this is what we're going to go over, a little bit of what this means today. Let me, you know, talk about what restoration means. Restoration is the definition, is restoring something to its former state or being. And so understanding that this is what we're doing, is restoring things to their former state, you know, their former way of being or their former state, is important, because restoration, you know, for people to be restored, is very, very important. It's also meaning, restoration also means recovery, repair. I'm actually looking at my notes right here. Recovery, repair, rebuild, to rebuild broken walls and lives. And so this is what we're doing, is we're working with the spiritual realm to repair and to build back up people's lives and their cultures. Our Native American brothers and sisters and people's cultures were taken away. And a lot of the Eurocentric mindset was, you have to look like us in our culture. But what the universe is doing and what the spiritual realm is doing is giving back people their lives and their culture. Their cultures were inundated with just a beautiful spirituality that reverenced all life, that reverenced all life, that took all life as sacred. And then when this other culture, in the name of religion, religion in itself is not wrong, but there's just parts of it that's just evil. Religious mindsets are all about hierarchy and all these other things, but the purity of spirituality is all about the person. And so what we're seeing is a great thing happening. And I love how restoration works for all of us. When we understand that the restoration that we seek, brings about great, 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 great things. And so understanding restoration, people recover. I mean, that's one of the first things of restoration that happens, is that people begin to recover who they are and recover themselves. And this is really, really super important to understand it as guardians, is that people begin to recover. There's just sort of a sense of who they are again. And along comes that is what joy is what, joy will be about, that because you've been restored, your life and your life, has been given back. And what we're coming across is things that try to defraud people and to take advantage of people, take things from people. That's what greed does, is try to defraud people. But one of the things that we do when we restore people, we restore them back to where they've originally been. We're restoring people back to life. That's what our goals are, is to restore people back to the fullness of their lives. This is what we do with guardians. When we send out love and light, we are restoring people back to the fullness of their life. And this is what the heart of the universe is doing. It's restoring people back to the fullness of their lives. And so as guardians, we want to continue to do this. And so one of the things we have to remember is that as we send out love and light, we're doing, this restoration is meaning to restore to health. We're also, restoring things to their purpose. Like you can have a knife, and a knife can be seemingly used for it to cut something, but it also can be used to kill. And this is what some of these things in the world have been doing, misusing their purpose, and we're restoring them back to their purpose. And so this is what we're doing. We're redeeming things, in the realm of this. We're returning things to a former original, normal, or unimpaired position. This is the races around the world. This is what we're doing. People are being restored to their original places. And the universe is doing a renovation throughout the world. We, as guardians, we've seen this new world come, setting the ground pace and everything. And so, things are being restored to their original, and better than before. And out of this will come a double portion. I mean, people are going to get double for their trouble. I heard somebody say, and I know we talked about restoration before, but I wanted to go into a deeper thing, because this is a part of the acceleration. Things are just going to happen. What should be happening in years are going to happen literally overnight. This is how the spiritual world works. We talked about the principles of acceleration. And one of the beautiful things about the spiritual, and we'll talk about it more later on, the beautiful thing about spiritual acceleration is that you, in restoration, what should have taken you years to recover, you get basically overnight. The universe will give it to you basically in no time at all. You'll be able to build things that should have taken you years upon years to build, and you will get it overnight. That's a part of, you know, you'll get it in no time. What should take years will literally take months and days to rebuild. This is why the universe seeks to rebuild broken lives, broken walls and lives, because that restoration will take no time at all. This is one of the reasons why we send out the thoughts of restoration, and we do not stop. This is one of the reasons why we continue on a day-to-day basis of talking about restoration. I'm doing a series this week on restoration, talking about this and the spiritual principles behind restoration. And it's meaning, you know, you get double for your trouble. One of the things, I think it's the Japanese art of restoration. And one of the things about that restoration is they don't just repair something. They, you know, the cracks in the dish, they actually color it with gold. So it looks a lot better than what it was in the original state. And that's one of the spiritual things about restoration. It in its original state, it's restored beyond its original state. That's how the universe works. The universe works to restore you beyond what you were. It's like putting more money in your bank account with interest. This is important because it's important because people have felt like they're broken. People have felt like they're discarded and misused. This is the mindset of the world, to discard and misuse people, to use them for their bodies, to use them for their money, to use them for their resources. And what the spiritual realm is doing right now is restoring everybody back to their originality so that nothing can hinder or harm them. And we're watching that. We're a part of what the universe is doing. The spiritual realm is doing right now across the world. This is across the world. This racism, this marginalization, and what most people think of racism in the U.S., they think about white and black. But I watched something the other day. It was racism against Indians, against Chinese, and Japanese against, you know, Chinese. And so it's really, you know, racism is a very, very evil and pervasive spirit around the world. It has a lot to do with race. But as guardians, we are to pull forth the spirit of unity and harmony. Racism looks to divide, but we are a global community of people. And this is how we function together as one people, many, many faces, diversity. And so as guardians in this new world, we are laying the groundwork of restoration in very high places. We're getting ready to see a shift in high places in governments, governments in the places like Supreme Courts and into high places. This is why we target these high places with these things. This is why we target sending out love and light. We target love and light in these high places because we are seeing these things accelerate. And it's really beautiful. I had a thought the other day that nobody sees or nobody knows what we're doing in the interim. No one knows that we're doing that. We're just, as guardians, we're just sending out those thoughts of love and light into these realms, and nobody knows what we're doing, but people will see the result on the ground. And this is beautiful because those people that seemingly can't fight for themselves, we're helping to strengthen their own spirits. And when you strengthen the spirit, they can go very, very, very far. And this is beautiful to watch in our lives. We are continuing to do this on a day-to-day basis. That's really, really super important as guardians. This restoration is key to what's going on, and we continue to walk in this restoration. And some keys to restoration, and to remember that things are just to be restored before your very eyes. The universe always gives us double for our trouble. That's true in your own life. One of the things the universe will do is whatever you've gone through, the universe will make it worth your while and give you double for your trouble. And that's a promise. That's a spiritual promise that you will get double for your trouble. Whatever you think you felt you lost, because you never lose anything, because whatever comes to you is supposed to come to you. But whatever you felt like, well, you'll be given double for your trouble. This is how it works. You know, people thinking they're harming you and you get double for your trouble. And that's one of the things to remember in getting that double for your trouble. You're getting double for your trouble. And this is why you understand to do it. You also get seven times. There's an old spiritual principle that when somebody stole something, if they stole a dollar from you, they were supposed to give you seven back. So that means things will be multiplied back to you over and beyond. And this is what's going on with our African-American people and people of color and people around the world that have been marginalized by this evil system that had been coming out, thinking it's better than anybody while committing great atrocities. And people are getting double for their trouble. And so they're taking back their marginal, they're taking back things, and they're being raised up into the right arena in spaces and places. And this is beautiful. That as guardians, we are continuing to send this forth. We're continuing to send out these thoughts into these things. I told you before, we send out the thoughts of love and light into the 18,000 police forces and to governments around the world, to really have the heart for the people. That's why governments are set up for people, by people. It's not for, you know, personal indulgence. It's for the governing of people. He who rules over men must be just. They must have a good heart for the people. This is what you read about Mansa Musa. Mansa Musa was a good man. He took care of his people. And this is one of the reasons why, that's a history of the African-American people of taking care of their people. And this is a part of their lineage. And so this is one of the reasons why we continue to do this. This is also in the Native American mindset, in the Native American lineage, you know, taking care of your people and taking care of your community. This is something I grew up with. That's a part of the restoration, because you get restored into community. And so when you're restored in community, you're restored in your social values and all these other things. This is very, very important. And so this, you know, as guardians, we're continuing to send out this love and light everywhere, because we've seen this shift. We've seen the shift in governments, in people's attitudes, in places, in high places, and in the process, every mountain has been made low and every valley has been lifted up. And so we continue to lift up these valleys, and, you know, we continue to work in the point of, equality everywhere. This equality is important. Because it breeds restoration to all. All some people need to do is see an image of themselves in the equality begins to do. I was taught about that with Ketanji Brown Jackson. Young girls as young as six is seeing what they can accomplish at their age. And so this is setting forth a restoration and a drive. And restoration is powerful, on the personal level, but on the corporate level, you will get double for your trouble. Whatever you felt you lost, you will be returned a thousandfold. This is how the universe works. Double for your trouble. This is why you work on yourself. This is why we also continue to send out this love and light in rest and recovery. You'll recover your life. The universe will show you who you are, will show you the value. And this is why we also do it into the world, because people will understand that they're valued. They're not a nameless, faceless person. They are valued by the universe. They're not some person on the street. They're not some person in an office. They're not some person just working for somebody. You matter. You're not just a mean to an end. You are a living, breathing person, and you matter in the things of life. So as guardians, we're continuing to send out this love and light, restoration, restitution, reparations, riches and wealth to our Native American brothers and sisters, our African American brothers and sisters, our Hispanic brothers and sisters, our Asian brothers and sisters, everybody that have been marginalized over the years. And what's beautiful about this as well is this restoration has been going on for at least, I think, 10 or 20 years. I've seen, Native Americans and the casinos. It's just been picking up steam over the last 20 years. And greater restoration is to come. We're in the midst of the roaring 20s right now. This is why people need to, you know, are encouraged to get their businesses and everything together, because, you know, great restoration is coming there, and it's going to be poured out in the form of wealth and prosperity for all. And so, you know, we're just in the midst of a great restoration. And next week, we're going to talk about personal restoration, what personal restoration looks like in your life. You know, and this, you know, sometimes it's just, it's never what you think. Personal restoration will come in such a way to restore your body, restore your mind, restore your health. You'll be restored back to health because you will let go of the past. You'll let go of the heaviness of the past. And the universe has promised to give you double for your trouble in the midst of it. You know, whatever trauma you went through, whatever drama you went through, you know, it will be gone, because the universe will give it to you back seven times of whatever was gone. And so, you know, we're launching GB. And one of the things that I realized, I started GB about, you know, back in about 18 years ago, I was getting ready to start, Social Academia. And it was just a story. It was just a show, you know, and it just seemed like everything was going, down, and I didn't know what was going on, and you get discouraged and all this other stuff, and you know, you just keep going, and I kept going, and kept building and kept seeing and just kept meditating and then lo and behold, literally 10 years later, we started building GB in its abundance. And now we're launching that network in such a way. It's just beyond quality, beyond, my wildest imagination, that, you sit here and you see how many channels you have now instead of just a show. It's a complete network. It's a complete sort of global entity of its own, 250 music labels, and sports, all these things, music labels, sports, channels, magazines, we're doing 120 acting schools, and the Jimmys. It's just a massive entity. And sometimes when we go through things, what we get out of things is far better than what we put into it. And to look where GB, what I thought GB was supposed to be in the beginning, and to see what it is now is over and beyond my wildest imagination. To 250 music labels, Omega Delta Alpha, a show compared to all of this, channels, 860 shows across 8 channels. That's far and beyond I could ever begin to imagine. And that's great restoration for something you thought you were, you might have lost. And so that's great restoration, right before my very eyes. I didn't even think about it. Magazines, completely out magazines, out the yin yang, and everything was easy. And so restoration happens right before our very eyes. The universe wants to restore to us. And, I'm a personal witness with GB. It's just huge. It's just so huge. It's mind boggling to even think about, this huge thing now that you thought was just gone. And it's just monstrous now to deal with. I look at it every day on my computer. You're sitting there, it's still mind boggling to look at this every day. And to see, something restored or given, a kajillion times more than you could ever begin to imagine. It's just really amazing to see how the universe works. And it's the same way in your life. What is given to you is given to you. And the universe will give it back to, even your relationships and all the stuff. And we'll talk about this over the next few weeks, about what restoration looks like through the eyes of the universe. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Guardians of the Sacred. Thank you for joining me.